insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Dear listeners, hello everyone. Welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and in this edition, we will try to have a closer look at the 25th chapter, Surah Al-Furqan. First, let's just listen to the verses we're going to talk about in this program, and we'll be back shortly. So stay with us.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
وَإِذَا أُلْقُوا مِنْهَا مَكَانًا ضَيِّقًا مُقَرَّنِينَ دَعَوْا هُنَالِكَ ثُبُورًا
And when they are thrown into a narrow place therein bound in chains, they will cry out thereupon for destruction.
As you have been with us, we were talking about the couple of verses in chapter Furqan discussing the different chastisements of the pagans in hereafter. In the 11th verse, the Almighty Allah said that because of their denial of the hour of resurrection, we have prepared a blazing fire for them. In the 12th verse, it was said, إِذَا رَأَتْهُم مِّن مَكَانٍ بَعِيدٍ سَمِعُوا لَهَا تَغَيُّضًا وَزَفِيرًا When it sees them from a far place, they will hear its raging and roaring. And now, the 13th verse starts saying,
وَإِذَا أُلْقُوا مِنْهَا مَكَانًا ضَيِّقًا مُقَرَّنِينَ دَعَوْا هُنَالِكَ ثُبُورًا
And when they are cast, coupled in fetters, into a narrow place of that fire, they will call out there for destruction. The word مُقَرَّنِين means to fasten with fetter and chain. The word thubur also, da'u hunalika thubura, means to express regret. Now, in the previous verse, it was mentioned how the condition of the pagans and how the condition of fire is when the fire sees those pagans from a long distance. But this verse, the 13th one, describes the condition of the pagans when they are in the hellfire. So, in the previous verse, they were afar and they were only hearing the raging and roaring fire, but now this is the description, this is what situation they are in the hellfire.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متعلقا
متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly, the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
So at first it says, إِذَا أُلْقُوا مِنْهَا مَكَانًا ضَيِّقًا مُقَرَّنِينَ. When they are cast coupled in fetters into a narrow place of fire, دَعَوْ هُنَالِكَ ثُبُورًا. They will call out there for destruction. This is not because the hellfire is small. The hell, according to the 13th verse of chapter Qaf, and also from our other traditions, we can understand that the hell is never filled up. The Holy Quran says, on the day when we say to hell, are you filled up? It says, are there any more? هَلْ امْتَلَأْتِ فَيَقُولْ هَلْ مِنْ مَزِيدٍ. Are there any more? So hell is not the problem for these pagans is not that the hell is small. The problem is with this vast place for the wrongdoers, the ones that the previous verses described, these pagans are having a quiet narrow place. Hell is a very vast place, but they are so confined in it that in some narration, we read that their entrance into hell is like entering a nail into a wall. This is how narrow and confined their path in hell is. And this is the consequence of not believing in hereafter. Ignorance from the Almighty Allah, both in this world and hereafter, has got some consequences. In this world, the Almighty Allah says, يَجْعَلْ صَدْرَهُ ضَيِّقًا. Haraja. The Almighty Allah makes his chest tight and confined. Or elsewhere in the Holy Quran we read, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ. The one who turns away from my remembrance, his sustenance will be really confined and narrow. And this is what happens in hereafter. إِذَا أُلْقُوا مِنْهَا مَكَانًا ضَيِّقًا مقرنين. When they are cast in fetters into a narrow place of fire, دعوا هنالك ثبورا. They will call out there for destruction. Also, the word ثبور, we said that it means to express woe and regret, but we have to know that it originally means decay and destruction. But when a man fears from something really terrible or horrific, he cries, woe to me from such a fearsome scene. We are done with the 13th verse of the chapter, dear listeners. Thank you for staying with us. We ask the Almighty Allah to sit us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
When faith begins.